Hello, this is John Parker Hammond. It has been brought to my attention that there is some question about my middle name. I can understand the confusion, but I think I would know my own name better than anyone else. Let me explain as best as I can. I was born as John Parker Hammond. This can be evidenced in various media. First, it was regrettably spoken aloud in 1997 by my nefarious nephew, Peter Ludlow, before he embarked to my lost world.
Thereby be it resolved that John Parker Hammond should be removed from the office of Chief Executive Officer, effective immediately.
Next, it was recited by myself in the 1998 computer game Trespasser, where my memoir was told. My name is John Parker Hammond. I was born on March 14, 1928. From there, my full name popped up many years later in an employee handbook, given to people who worked at Jurassic World in 2015. Yes, I know that is past my death, but you didn't think cloning dinosaurs was the only technology I invested in, did you? In 2018, a book on how to survive my fallen kingdom also mentioned my proper name. So, you may ask, why do some people call me John Alfred Hammond? Well, initially in 1990, the incorrect middle name came from a novel by Michael Crichton, based on my failed park. It didn't paint the best picture of me, and luckily most people forgot about it. Then, all the way in 2018, a man by the name of Eli Mills apparently told Claire Deering that my middle name was Alfred.
John Alfred Hammond, the father of Jurassic Park. But of course you know that.
Now, from what I learned about this man, he was not someone to be trusted.
Where's he?
It was a double cross. They took her. She must be with Blue. Hey, can you still track him?
Not anymore!
It was a lie. It was a lie. Bastard! It was all a lie!
In fact, I'd say using my incorrect middle name would have been the first sign of mistrust. If Miss Deering had simply looked at my wonderful painting at Lockwood Manor just a little bit closer, she would have seen that the truth was right in front of her face.
It was all a lie!
There is another explanation I'd like to discuss before cementing this topic. Take from it what you will. Back when I purchased Sauna and Nobler, I decided to follow the inspiration of Walt Disney even further than I already had. When Disney purchased land in Florida for Walt Disney World, he had done so in secret by having his team change their names and use shell companies. So when I purchased my islands, I changed my name, if only slightly, to throw people off my tracks. John Parker Hammond became John Alfred Hammond. I used the name as part of a fake German mining company. Michael Crichton's exploitative novel about Sauna, The Lost World, features Gutierrez falling for this ruse. As my mother would say, the proof is in the pudding. But really, if one must make themselves feel better, you can use both middle names. John Parker Alfred Hammond does have a nice ring to it. I hope this has answered all your questions. And I hope this evidence is enough to satisfy. Now, I must be on to better things that need tending to. Spare no expense.